Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. I checked in with Kentucky's Farm Service Agency Executive Officer Bob Finch in the last few days, and while a lot of program decisions are still up in the air, they're urging livestock producers with losses from drought to keep good records.
Well, the Livestock Disaster Assistance Program funding expired October 1 of last year. It's hoped that Congress will reenact that, and there's pending legislation on the Hill that would provide some assistance to producers that lost cattle or chickens or hogs due to the death from the drought. But the only way a farmer can be eligible is if they keep pictures and records of death and disposal records, so that if we do have a program passed, they can come in and have proof that they did lose the livestock, what it was caused by, and then they could qualify for a disaster payment.
He says it would be a good idea to make records of any emergency feed purchases, in flooding for the cost of transporting animals to higher ground, in drought moving them to new pastures, or other additional costs from weather disasters, just in case.
We don't know what Congress is going to do. Right now, our farm bill expires October 1, and we're sort of in limbo, but we're trying to tell people, do what you can to preserve your eligibility just in case we get funding to make some payments.
We'll be right back.
Every time it rains, think about what goes down the storm drains. Everything that's on the ground. Trash, cigarette butts, motor oil, paint. All of it washes directly into our streams, rivers, and lakes. It's very simple. If you want to keep enjoying Kentucky's waterways and protect them for your children, we all need to help keep them clean. To find out what you can do, visit stormwater.ky.gov. Brought to you by the Kentucky Transportation Cabinet.
We're back today with Kentucky's Farm Service Agency Executive Officer Bob Finch with an overview of the help available through that agency dealing with this season's weather problems. Relative to crop losses, he says all but four Kentucky counties have been approved for their emergency loan program, and some program requirements have been relaxed to speed help for those who need it.
Traditionally, you have to wait to harvest and you know what you've made, but because so many people, they don't have a corn crop to harvest, they can go ahead and start that process and get some operating money, and we're ready and available to do that.
He says the number of assistance applications has been fairly slow, he thinks, based on the interest rate level of past years.
But the Secretary did lower it to be 1% above our lowest rate or the prime rate, so it's a much lower rate now, and we'd encourage farmers to take advantage of that.
That rate now at 2.25%. And that wraps up today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.